From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. North Korea generated about $200 million in just 9 months last year by exporting banned commodities in breach of the United Nations sanctions. A UN panel of experts presented a report to the Security Council Friday. The report details Pyongyang's flouting of the sanctions by exporting petroleum, coal, iron, steel, and other commodities. The report also details evidence of North Korea's ongoing military cooperation with Syria and Myanmar to develop ballistic missile and chemical weapons programs. A suicide blast in a former militant stronghold in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 11 army officials and injured 13 others. Those army officials are said to have been killed while they were playing volleyball, according to reports. The mayor of the central Italian city of Massaretta on Saturday urged local residents not to feed hate, this following a two-hour drive-by shooting spree targeting African immigrants.
Che certamente c'è, ma che dobbiamo cercare di scacciare immaginandoci dentro un contesto che comunque ha saputo.
That's Mayor Romano Scaracini saying we need to try to push that fear away. He went on to say, I think in this moment everyone will feel the responsibility and the duty to be responsible over what happens. We can't feed hate. An Italian man who has been politically active with the anti-migrant Northern League was arrested in the drive-by shootings that wounded six people. The suspect shot and wounded six African immigrants. Carancini said the incident followed the recent murder of a local teenager and it has shocked the city. This is VOA News.